You're listening to media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center in Tallahassee, Florida. We are a Jesus-centered community of Scripture, faith, and grace located on the campus of Florida State University.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One, who has come in order to give us something that we could never hope for. A king that we could never hope for, a life that we could never hope for. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, our annual focus this year, the thing that kind of brings so much of our messaging together here at University Lutheran is Done by Hope, and we've been talking about hope, and we've been talking about the power of hope, we've been talking about how God gives us hope, we've been talking about so many things with hope, but this Holy Week, we're taking a moment to recognize something about our hope. And the thing that we're recognizing about our hope is that it's finite, it's human, it's mortal, it's not God. And as big as our hopes might be, our hopes by themselves, even if they were all put together in the way that we hoped that they would be, if we all had suddenly this opportunity where our greatest hopes could all come true, it still wouldn't fix the world. It still would be a sinful world. It still would be a world in which we have the lack of righteousness, in which we have sin, in which we have a moment in which even the Son of God is crucified, died, and buried, as we just experienced as we read that reading together. Even if all of our greatest hopes came true, we would need something that went for us beyond hope. You know, it's an interesting little phrase, that phrase beyond hope, because normally when we say beyond hope, what we're meaning by beyond hope is that something has gotten so bad that it's beyond hope. There's no rescuing it. There's no saving it. There's nothing like that. But this Holy Week, we're going to use those words. We're going to use those words as something that means something different from that. That what we're meaning when we say that our lives are beyond hope is that not that our lives are beyond saving, but rather that our lives go even beyond the hopes that we could come up with for ourselves. And that's an amazing thing, because I can hope for a lot of really amazing things. But what we're recognizing this Holy Week is that there is something that goes beyond our hopes. There is something that goes beyond what we could even imagine. There is something that goes beyond even what we could hope for. And that's clearly written out in all of these readings, but especially in this Passion reading, where we see that there is so much that is going on with people's hopes here. There's so much hope that people have for who Jesus is going to be and how he's going to respond to things. All over the place you have places like Peter saying, Lord, I'm never going to deny you because you're not going to allow me to deny you. You're not going to put yourself in these positions that you've prophesied to us before. Lord, how am I going to hope about my life if you tell me that you are going to go and you are going to be delivered to these people? You have Pilate who says things like, hey, can't you just give me an answer? Give me an answer that makes all of this make sense. I want some hope that I can let you go, but Jesus doesn't offer that. There needs to be something in this story that goes beyond the hopes of human beings. And it's not just about that story, but it's about your story as well. Your story needs something that goes beyond your hope. Your story needs to be a story that goes beyond what you could ever hope was possible. Your story needs to be like that woman who everybody felt was beyond hope in the reading, who everybody felt was this woman who was completely beyond hope. But she comes in, she comes in with this alabaster jar, and it doesn't even tell us that she what her hopes are, but we can imagine what they are. We can imagine what she's hoping for in a moment there, and we can imagine what she's hoping will happen as she anoints Jesus. And she anoints Jesus, and of course all of the detractors start up, and all of the detractors say, you know, is she paid too much for that? Who is this woman? She shouldn't even be touching him. What's going on with? She's beyond hope. And Jesus gives her an answer. Jesus gives everyone in the room an answer that goes beyond anything that she could have ever hoped for. And that answer is the words that you yourself spoke. That answer is crazy. It's amazing. It's the answer that wherever the gospel is preached, she will be remembered. She didn't come into the room with that hope. That was a gift that was given to her from the God who stands beyond all of our hopes. The God who stands beyond all of our righteousness. The God who stands beyond all of our sin. The God who stands beyond all of the things that make us so tiny, so finite, so mortal. The God who stands beyond everything. And who gives us the gift of his Son to die on a cross so that we can have our problems solved. So that we can have the problems of our sins solved, those sins that we know that exist within us, but also so that we can have the problems of our mortality solved that is so, that clings to us so much that we can't even think beyond it, that it comes to solve the problems of our righteousness, that we don't even have a real good understanding of what that might even be, to be kind of perfect, to be righteous, that makes no sense, but it's beyond hope. It's beyond hope, and the beyond hopeness comes in the resurrection. It comes when Jesus' sacrifice for us, when the effect of that is revealed, and we receive something that is beyond a king coming into Jerusalem, something that is beyond a meal celebrated just before he dies, something that is beyond even a death and a tomb, something that is beyond anything that we could imagine. And so this week, we engage with this story because of where it points us. Not only to the things that we might hope for, but the things that are even beyond what we could imagine hoping for. The blessedness and the righteousness and the peace and the joy and the happiness and everything else that we will have when we are reunited with God the Father and the Holy Spirit and with Jesus in the resurrection, when we're reunited with all of the people of God together in that resurrection, that is going to be a moment that we can't imagine. And it's going to be a moment that goes beyond hope. And so may you live this week with your hopes. But may you also live this week in the recognition that God is pointing you beyond them. Amen.